各位弟兄姐妹，我们各位长子传道，大家平安。
Yeah, brothers and sisters and ministers, pastors, peace to you all.
我们继续来谈真教会的特性啊。
Let us continue talking about the features of the true church.
我们昨天有谈到真教会它是属灵的。
Yesterday we talked about that the true church is spiritual.
就像圣经所讲的，它是天上的。耶路撒冷从天而降。
Just like the Bible mentions, it is a heavenly Jerusalem descended from the heavens.
希伯来书里面也是谈到这个在上的耶路撒冷。
Hebrews also talks about the Jerusalem from above.
那讲到天上的锡安山。
It mentions a heavenly Mount Zion.
那这个是指说教会是属灵的团体。
What this means is that the church is a spiritual occupation.
它不是属世的。
It is not worldly.
所以主耶稣说我的国不属世界。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
那我们被主拣选的也不属这个世界。
We who are His chosen people, neither do we belong to the world.
所以我们要从这个世界要分别出来。
Therefore, we must be consecrated from the world.
那教会它是圣洁、真实的。
The church is holy, it is true.
因为教会是一个圣洁的团体。
For the church is a group of the holy.
当我们在办圣餐的时候，
When we hold the Holy Communion,
在哥林多前书第五章，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
他说要把旧酵除掉，
It is said that the old leaven must be purged,
而且成为圣洁，
So that the lump can be pure and holy.
所以我们今天办圣餐也是用无酵饼。
Nowadays, when we hold the Holy Communion, we use unleavened bread.
不是有效的。
It is a lump without any yeast.
所以是一个圣洁的团体。
We are talking about then a holy group of people.
那我们的神是圣洁真实的。
Our Lord God is holy. He is true.
所以教会要用水，借着道把教会洗净。
Therefore, the church must be cleansed by the water and the word.
真教会的特色，它是荣耀完全的。
The defining characteristic of the church is that it is glorious and perfect.
因为主是荣耀的主。
For God is a glorious God.
那我们今天也是要装饰整齐。
Today we must adorn ourselves.
能够像天父完全。
So that we can be perfect as our Father is.
所以教会它是一个荣耀的教会。
Therefore the church is a glorious church.
能够在完全上来追求，跟天父一样。
And is able to pursue perfection to the degree that the Father is perfect.
那教会另外有两个特色。
Moreover, the church has two other features.
一个就是说用世人的眼光来看。
Firstly, from a human fleshly perspective.
它是外貌不扬。
The church does not have a comely appearance.
就像以赛亚书五十三章所讲的。
Just as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 53.
主耶稣他没有加行美容。
Jesus didn't have a comeliness of appearance.
那主耶稣拣选的门徒里面，
Among the disciples that the Lord chose.
都是渔夫。
There were some fishermen
还有税吏
and tax collectors
被人家看不起。
These were people that were despised in society.
甚至于被称作无学的小民。
They were even called uncultured commoners.
那这个也让我们知道，如果人用属世的眼光来看真教会，
This also tells us that if we view the church from a worldly perspective,
他会看不起的。
Then they will be disappointed and despised.
就像一般的世人用外貌认耶稣，
just like people in the world judge Jesus by his appearance.
雅各书里面说，人用外貌认耶稣。
In the book of James, it is said that people judge Jesus by his appearance.
那其实他是荣耀的主。
But the reality is that he is a glorious Lord and Savior.
一个真正敬虔的人，
a person who is truly godly,
他不会用外貌来认人的。
Will not judge a person by its appearance,
或者偏心对待人，
or treat people with favoritism.
我们今天信奉的是荣耀的主耶稣。
Today the Lord whom we serve is the glorious Jesus Christ.
但是有些时候人都是非常主观。
But at times, most of the times people are very subjective.
就像约翰福音第一章所讲的，
Just like John chapter 1 says,
说拿撒勒能出什么好的？
What good can come out of Nazareth?
我们来看约翰福音第一章，
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的四十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 45.
约翰福音第一章四十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 45.
腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的，众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见的，就是约瑟的儿子，拿撒勒人耶稣。”拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看啊，拿撒勒人出什么好的
？”What good can come out of Nazareth?
过去我们教会在传道的工作上面
，In terms of the ministry in the past that performed by our church，
一般的世人都是用这种属世的眼光来看待。
Ordinary men view our church from this worldly perspective。
拿撒勒能出什么好的
？Can anything good come out of Nazareth？
所以，这是主观的偏见。
Therefore, this is prejudice. This is subjectivism.
就像这个拿但业的说的话一样。
In the same vein as Nathaniel's speech.
他觉得拿撒勒有什么好的
？Nathaniel thought what good can come out of Nazareth.
但是腓力很有耐心
But Philip was very patient.
说你来看。
And said, "Come and see."
百闻不如一见啊。
It is better to see rather than to hear a matter.
你来看看一看就知道了。
Why don't you see with your own eyes and you shall know the bottom of the matter?
我们有时候人常常是瞎子看新娘。
Many times we are as if trying to grab something that is beyond our understanding.
瞎子因为看不到嘛，所以他要看新娘，只是说有大家都说新娘很漂亮啊。但是他看不到。
It is like the game of blindfolding the groom and having touched the bride and see what she looks like. Everyone says she's beautiful, but how would he know?
所以瞎子看新娘就是说听说的啦。
And therefore, this is something
听人家说的
that has been heard from a third party.
但是听人家说的，你要亲自来看。
But if you
百闻不如一见
hear a rumor or a saying, why not experience it, see it for yourself?
所以在约翰福音第一章里面有两句话。
Therefore, in John chapter 1, there are two phrases.
39节，耶稣说：“你们来看。”
Verse 39, he said to them, "Come and see."
那46节是腓力说：“你来看。”
In turn, in verse 46, it is Philip that says, "Come and see."
所以有时我们要能够求神开我们的心眼。
At times, it pays for us to ask God to open our sight.
不是说用平常的观点来看真教会。
Not to say that we must view the church from an ordinary perspective.
它真的没有外貌啊。
It is true, it has no comeliness.
有的人说会堂那么小。
Some people say the chapel is so small.
你们那边教会也没有什么神学博士啊。
And there are no theologians in your church.
有钱的人也不多。
There are no rich, wealthy people in your church either.
都是靠这个。靠这个几个人奉献。
You just rely on the offerings of a handful.
有一次我到某一个地方。
In one instance, I went to a certain location.
有一个基督教的牧师。
There was a Christian pastor.
因为我跟他算是一种拜访，然后跟他谈一谈我们教会的事。
To whom I conducted a so-called visitation, and we conversed about church matters.
因为那个地方是会堂，是共用的。
That location had a common chapel, which was used by many.
礼拜六是我们聚会。
During Saturdays, we would take possession of it and have our Sabbath services.
礼拜天就是给一般的基督教聚会的。
On Sunday, it was open to other Christian denominations.
那我刚好路过那边，就跟那个教堂的牧师礼貌上打个招呼。
I happened to be in transit in that area, so out of courtesy, I greeted the pastor over there.
他说我以前我知道说你们真耶稣教会有三多。
三多。
三样多了。三多。
I heard that in True Jesus Church, you have the so-called three abundances.
以前的观念。
This is a concept that remained from
olden days.
Because on Saturdays you gather for service. Now I have three sort of abundances I can see.
老人多,
abundance of all people.
妇女多,
abundance of women.
病人多,
an abundance of sick people.
年轻人在哪里?
Where are your youth then?
小孩子在哪里?
Where are your kids?
看不到,
I cannot see them.
早期, 我们会堂给我们用的时候,
in the early days when the chapel was allocated to us,
因为我们有的会堂都被没收,
and some of the chapels actually were confiscated,
也没有还给我们, 都盖大楼,
and they weren't returned to us, but rather other buildings were built on top of it.
政府部门就说, 那你们就共用会堂,
the government department said, then it just shared the chapel.
哇, 这个牧师非常瞧不起我们,
the pastor looked down upon us.
但是他也蛮客气的啦,
but he was also
他说我以前的观念是你们真耶稣教就是三多,
he said in the past I thought about you as the three lots,
真的老人多啊,
a lot of all people,
有的是以前就信主的,
some of them believe from the early
days,
now they returned for service,
就是上一代的,
this belongs to the previous generation.
那弟兄看不到, 都是妇女,
there are not that many brothers. I don't see that many.
姐妹比较热心,
they're all sisters. They seem to be more zealous.
再来就是说有病的要来得恩典的,
I also see those who are sick coming to seek grace.
所以他说三多就是老人多妇女多病人多,
this is what he meant by the three lots, lots of old people, lots of
哇, 听起来很心酸啊,
women, lots of sick people, and this actually causes us to grieve within and causes us to feel a sense of urgency.
但是他 后面就补充了,
but then he added an addendum.
他说哦, 最近这几年我看, 你们教会进步太多了,
he said, however, in recent years I have seen a great improvement in your church.
我最近看到很多年轻人,
recently I've seen many youth come by,
都到教会来聚会,
they all join your services.
所以现在青年多,
so now there are many youth.
还有父母亲也带孩子来聚会,
I also see parents bringing their children to service.
而且我看到你们 做得更比我们更好,
and I also see that you operate better than we do.
因为虽然礼拜六聚会时间非常紧凑,
although on Saturday your service schedule is very tight,
哦, 但是你们还办宗教教育,
you still manage to have religious education classes,
圣经学习班,
and that is to say Bible learning classes,
给小孩子有聚会,
for your kids to have their own service.
那你们安息日两节课之后,
after your two sessions on Saturday,
你们还有青年的团契聚会,
you also have a youth fellowship,
并且还有诗班,
you also have choir,
而且唱诗非常动听,
and your singing is deeply touching,
哦,
and moving.
他说很感人,
it is very moving indeed.
这个牧师他讲很实在的话,
this pastor said the
以前他的观念是这样,
this was his preconceived notion.
但是我们现在教会有进步,
but now our church has seen progress,
而且是兴旺的,
and it is in the way to prosperity.
哦, 当然他用外貌看我们,
of course he looked at us through the appearance.
拿撒勒人出什么好的,
can anything good come out of Nazareth?
他本来想说, 哦, 你们借用礼拜六来聚会, 可能一年两年就没有人了啦,
he said, well, you guys are borrowing the chapel on Saturdays, after 1 or 2 years, I think you will be all gone.
感谢主后来反而我们人越来越多,
thank God he was proven wrong, and we increased
our membership. 而且我们还照我们教会的传统习惯, 一年都有灵恩布道会在举办,
moreover, according to the tradition of our church, we held spiritual convocation and evangelical services twice a year.
所以我们说教会, 啊, 它虽然是气貌不扬,
hence, we say although the church does not have an attractive appearance,
啊, 但是重要是什么?
What is it that truly matters?
我们不能看它是无学小民,
we cannot look at this membership and see a bunch of commoners that are uncultured.
重点就是说有耶稣在这里,
the main point, the critical point is that Jesus abides
有神同在,
here.
有神同在,
God abides with us.
使徒行传有一句话,
in Acts, there is a phrase.
看使徒行传,
let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传,
Acts.
第四章十三节,
Chapter 4, verse 13.
四章十三节,
Chapter 4, verse 13.
他们见彼得约翰的胆量, 看出他们是原来 没有学问的小民, 就稀奇, 认明他们是跟过耶稣的。 这边说, 看出他们是没有学问的小民。
Mentioned here is that they perceived them to be uneducated and untrained men.
哦，是无学小民。
They were untrained, uncultured.
但是很奇妙。
But it was a marvelous sight.
他说他们很稀奇啦。
Because they were marveled.
认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
And they realized that they had been with Jesus.
我们真教会让人家能够认明我们是跟过耶稣。
Our church allows people to see that we have once followed Christ.
哦，今天人常常强调我是跟随学这个圣经的。
Today people emphasize the idea of proclaiming that they learned the Bible from so and so.
那你有圣经的学士。
You can have knowledge of the Bible, a degree on the, in the Bible.
你是文士，但是你不懂圣经的真理。
You may be a scribe, yet not understanding of the truth within the Bible.
虽然圣经你可以做什么解释，原文是怎么样，
Although you can interpret the Bible with the original text with whatever you may.
但是你不明白其中的真理跟他属灵的教训。
But if you don't understand the truth and the teachings embedded within,
就很可惜。
It is unfortunate.
所以说虽然是无学小民，但是他们是跟过耶稣。
Although they were untrained and educated, they once followed Jesus.
在中国的话，
In Chinese,
因为如果是传道人，
When it comes to pastors or preachers,
他要有中国基督教的神学院，
It is required that they hold a theological degree.
毕业之后，
That is recognized by the government.
有这个证书，
After they graduate, they receive a diploma.
才能够在会堂来讲道。
And only by it, they are allowed and licensed to deliver sermons in the chapels.
因为这是传道证。
Because this is a license to be a pastor.
那我们的教会也不少。
In our church, such instances are not that far in between.
鼓励青年。能够去考神学院。
Therefore, we encourage the youth to study in theological seminars.
那一般在中国来讲，像这个南京金陵神学院是全国有名的。
For example, in Nanjing, there is a Jinling Theological School, which is well-known nationwide.
那要考进去也不容易。
It is difficult to apply and be admitted.
还有就是省级的神学院。
There is also the theological school in 省级。
就是各省的神学院。
That is to say, the each
是基督教都可以来考的。
The interpreter apologizes is the state or province level theological seminars in which all Christians can apply.
那这个当中也有我们教会的这个神学生。
Among these theological seminars, there are also our own theological students
去读神学院
who study theology in these locations.
目的就是回来，就是我们的传道。
The purpose is for them to return and be our pastors.
能够牧养我们的教会
and be able to pastor our churches.
但是在神学院的学习里面
but in the process of learning in the theological schools,
这个老师都非常肯定，而且很欣赏我们教会的。这个青年
The instructors affirm the belief of our youth and also are quite admiring of their qualities.
他说无论在课程的学习或者灵修上面都觉得说跟一般的不一样。
They mentioned that be it academically or in terms of individual spiritual cultivation, they are different from their fellow students.
还有有时他们去实习讲道。
At times when they hold their practicum and speaking the
pulpit, 这个讲道的内容也不一样。
The content of the sermon is also different.
因为他们有学过圣经
This is because they learned the Bible in the past.
而且有圣灵在引导他们指教他们
The abundance of the Holy Spirit to guide them and to lead them.
这是神学院的院长他亲自讲的话
This is what the dean of the theological school said himself.
他说你们的教会的青年真的不错
He said your youth are actually quite outstanding.
那这是神学生的阶段
This is the stage of being a theological student.
当然我们今天出来传福音。
Of course, when we step out of the school,
我们教会是凭着什么来传扬神的道理？
What is it that our church relies on to divulge the
gospel of God?
When people come to believe in Christ,
有的人就这样说。
Some people say this way.
你这个病得快死了哦，你就去信真耶稣教会了。
If you're on your deathbed, rush to the True Jesus Church.
因为真耶稣教会哦。有神迹奇事
Because in the true Jesus Church there are signs and miracles.
但是当然神可以让人死让人活
Of course God can allow people to live or to die.
生命在神的手中
For life is in God's hands.
但是我们不能替神做主嘛
Yet we cannot make the decision for God.
我们也不能为主耶稣开支票
Neither can we write a check.
神迹是神在 行使这个权柄的。
I blank check. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for life and death are matters of God.
我们是与神同工的。
We work with God.
但是我们可以看到。
Yet we can see.
我们教会有神同在。
Our church has the abundance of God.
所以有外啊，这个一般的世人这样说。
Therefore, the people in this world say it this way.
哦，你们真耶稣教会哦，都是破铜烂铁啦。
You people in Jesus Church just.
这是我有一个。有一个慕道者亲口跟我讲的。
You just do whatever you can with whatever resources you have. That is what a true seeker told me once.
他说哦，他说他以前的观念哦，你们教会就是破铜烂铁。
He said in the past you just take the scrapes of everything and do whatever you can with them.
但是没有错啊，圣经哥林多前书，神拣选的都是这些愚拙的，被人瞧不起的嘛。
It is true in 1 Corinthians, those who are chosen are the foolish and those who are looked down upon.
哦，但是神废掉聪明人的聪明。
But God has abolished the intelligence of the intelligent.
啊，却拣选这些愚拙的。
And instead chosen the foolish.
那这也是神非常奇妙的旨意。
This is the wonderful will of God as well.
所以哥林多前书第一章说。
Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says,
第一章26节啊,
chapter 1 verse 26,
说弟兄啊, 可见你们蒙召按着肉体, 有智慧的不多, 有能力的不多, 有尊贵的也不多, 哦, 这边也是讲三多。
Here, there are also three lots or three abundances.
哦, 所以说, 神拣选什么? 神拣选世上愚拙的。
So how does this work? God chose the foolish in this world.
叫有智慧的羞愧。拣选世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。
And cause the intelligent to be put to shame in their wisdom.
神也拣选世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要毁掉那有的。
God also chose those who were despised in the world and chose those who had nothing.
所以今天如果用属世的看法，我们今天是气貌不扬。
So we look at ourselves and our church from a worldly perspective, then we are to be ignored.
哦，所以三十一节讲。
Verse 31 therefore says.
我们有什么可夸口？
What do we have to glory ourselves with?
我们没有什么可夸口。
Nothing at all.
但是我们是指着主夸口。
Yet, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
我们夸口的是基督的十字架。
What we glory ourselves of is the Christ on the cross.
哦，所以我们不要自卑。
Therefore, let us not look down upon ourselves.
也不要自贬。
Let us not underestimate ourselves.
也不能自暴自弃。
Let us not lose hope and despair.
有些人看不起自己的教会。
Some people don't have confidence in their own church.
对真教会不认同。
They do not agree with the church.
他要去找一个更好的。
They want to seek a better one.
找一个更真的。
A more true one.
但是有时候你会走冤枉路。
But sometimes you go through unnecessary pain.
我们要用敬虔的心。
Let us have a God-fearing heart.
来保守在神的爱里面。
Come and remain in God's love.
今天主耶稣拣选我们。
Today Christ has chosen us.
真教会在哪里？
Where is the true church?
哦，你可以去思考，可以去体验。
You can think about this matter, experience it yourself.
今天就是破铜烂铁来到神的面前。
Nowadays we come to God with our scrapes.
神也可以把它变成非常宝贵的古董。
But God can make it this old vessel become a precious antique.
哦，就好像说拿撒勒人能出什么好的？
As in the phrase, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
我们古代有一个和氏璧的故事。有一个人哦，把一块璧玉献给皇帝了。
There was an ancient story about a man who came and offered a precious piece of jade to the king.
这一块这个宝玉是非常有价值的。
This was a very precious stone, literally speaking.
如果外行人看，这个是普通石头啊。
If a normal person regarded it, it seemed like an ordinary stone.
那古代的话是七斤之罪是要砍头的呢。
In the past, such a false treason was met with decapitation.
所以皇帝一看，这个怎么和宝石？这个是石头，怎么会送给我？
When the emperor saw the stone he had been gifted, he said, "What is this, and who has given me this?"
所以皇帝没有给他砍头、砍脚。
So the emperor did not cut the person's head, but rather their feet.
但是他又很有耐心，又献给第二个皇帝。
But still, the person was very patient and give the son to a second emperor. The second emperor thought that he was being deceived and mocked. He didn't know the true value of the stone. And he still was, had his feet cut off. This is such an unfortunate situation.
但是后来另外一个皇帝, 他就比较, 知道说, 诶, 这个真的应该是一个宝贝。
There was a third emperor who thought differently, thought this might be a treasure.
这个人这么诚心地要呈现这个宝物, 给这个皇帝,
this person has such earnesty and such devotion in presenting the gift to the emperor. Then it should be out of a true will. He then brought experts to analyze and assess the stone.
诶,
and truly and verily, it was a precious stone.
所以和氏璧的故事就是告诉我们,
this is the story of the precious stone in ancient China.
今天有人用外貌认耶稣,
what it tells us is that some people look at Jesus by the appearance. Some people look at the true church by its appearance.
他就像以前的扫罗一样,
just
保罗,
like Paul, Saul in the past.
保罗逼迫基督徒,
Paul persecuted Christians.
他不认识耶稣,
he did not know Christ.
而且他也亲眼看到尸体完被石头打死,
and moreover, he saw Stephen stoned to death with his own eyes.
后来他蒙主选召的时候,
later, when he was called and chosen by the Lord,
主耶稣改变他,
Jesus changed him,
让他能够知道耶稣是谁,
causing him to know who Jesus was.
所以在腓立比书第三章,
therefore in Philippians chapter 3,
第七节跟第八节,
in verses 7 and 8,
保罗他就讲一句话,
Paul spoke the following phrase.
他说我认识耶稣做至宝,
he said, I have known Christ and consider him my treasure.
当你认识真教会的时候,
when you come to know the true church,
你会从内心里面看到他真的是至宝,
from within your heart you will see and realize that it is a treasure indeed.
哦, 所以我们今天要认识真教会,
today we must come to know the true church.
那真教会是得救的真教会,
the true church is the church of true salvation.
啊, 它也是独一得救的真教会,
it is also the only church of salvation.
我们先要建立一个观念,
let us first establish this notion.
最近很多人会强调,
many people emphasize this nowadays.
我们教会太主观了,
our church is a little too subjective.
为什么要去排斥别人呢?
Why do we cast others out?
大家都是信耶稣的嘛?
Why do we ostracize others? We are all believers in Christ.
反正基督教都一样啊,
doesn't matter, all Christian denominations are all the same.
为什么一定要肯定说, 啊, 这个真教会就是唯一得救的教会?
Why do we need to explicitly affirm that our church is the true church of salvation?
但是问题在哪里?
But where is the problem with
我们要怎么建立观念?
This? How do we establish this notion?
如果从马丁路德改教以后,
if we start from the reform, made
他本来是要回到圣经,
he wanted to return to the Bible originally.
但是有改革宗跟复原派,
but there was also the reformers and the people wanted to the restorists.
有一些宗教家, 他也很想把 这个教会弄得更好,
the movement of restoration, there were some theologians that wanted to improve the church as well.
那是因为对圣经的观点,
that because their vantage point on the Bible,
跟道理的主张,
and their advocacy of
有的人强调这个洗礼要受浸,
some people place emphasis on immersion and baptism. This is how the Baptist Church came about. Some people emphasize a justification by truth. And some people emphasize the notion of keeping the Sabbath. And this is how the Seventh-day Adventists came about.
我们说,
so we say that Christianity developed many other forms.
那么这种,
these are different denominations.
所以我们可以认定就是说, 你要看它是教派,
what we can acknowledge is that we look at these as denominations.
今天你打开网路,
today, if you go on the internet,
教派是上千上万派的,
there are thousands, tens of thousands of denominations.
但是你要回到圣经的真理,
but we must return to the truth in the Bible.
如果以以弗所书来看,
if we base our discussion on Ephesians,
真教会是一个,
there is one church.
这是绝对的,
one true church, and this is absolute.
因为以弗所书说, 一主一信一喜一灵一体一神,
because Ephesians talk about one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God, one Father of all.
那这个一就是唯一的, 是独一的,
this one implies uniqueness, implies singularity.
所以真教会是一个,
therefore there is one single true church.
那教派就很多,
but there are many denominations.
但是我们对其他的教派,
In terms of our view of other denominations,
他有对道理的主张,
they have their own advocacy on certain truths.
我们不必去攻击, 也不必去毁谤。
There is no need to attack them or to speak bad about them.
我们应该要去尊重。
But rather, we should respect their point of view.
有的基督徒他也是很虔诚啊。
Some Christians are also very devout.
有的基督徒对信仰也非常追求的。
Some Christians are also genuinely pursuing the word.
有的基督徒他也非常有爱心。
Some Christians are also very loving.
而且他比我们做得更好。
They actually do a better job than we do.
我们还要自我期许啦。
And we should really think about this.
他的好的优点我们要学。
We should imitate and model after their good deeds.
但是因为他还没有归真啦。
But due to the fact that they have not come truly to the
truth. 还没有走在这个得救的正路上面。
Because they have not set foot in the path of salvation.
他还不知道说这个真教会是一个。
They still know not that the church is one.
所以他信的是教派。
Therefore, what they believe in is a denomination.
教派可以很多啊。
There can be many denominations.
所以有的基督徒哦，这个教会跑，那个教会跑，跑了好几个教会。
Therefore, some Christians go church hopping. They go to church number one,
to
number two, number three.
他就是基督徒了。
But they call themselves Christians.
他是信耶稣。
They say they believe in Christ.
因为这个是教派很多。
This is because there is an abundance of denominations.
得救的真教会是一个。
But there is only one church that leads to salvation.
所以我们今天要回到以弗所书看真教会。
Therefore, today when we study the true church, we need to come back to Ephesians.
所以身体是一个。
There is one body.
就是基督的身体。
Which is the body of Christ.
教会就是基督。
The church is the body of Christ.
而且圣经非常强调一主一信一洗一灵一体一神。
Moreover, the Bible emphasizes the idea of one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, one spirit.
你挪亚时代，它也只有一个方舟。
Think about Noah's time. There was only one ark.
这是得救的方舟。
The ark of salvation.
那时候的人没有船吗？
Did the people at that time have no vessels?
应该也有船。
We believe they have boats and ships.
但是问题，他们造的船。没有按神吩咐的尺寸。
But the question is that their vessels were not built upon God's measurements.
所以圣经讲说挪亚造方舟的时候。
The Bible records that when Noah built his ark.
他是按照神吩咐的尺寸呢。
He did so according to the measurements handed over by God to him.
跟那个样式去造的。
And by the appearance that God had commanded him to
follow. 因为神吩咐他的，他都照样去行啊。
This is because he did according to what God had commanded him to do.
哦，所以在创世纪第六章里面。
Therefore, in Genesis chapter 6,
22节说，挪亚就这样行。
Verse 22, it says that Noah did likewise.
而且凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行。
According to all that God commanded him.
哦，所以方舟是得救的方舟。
The ark was the ark of salvation.
所以今天我们要知道为什么讲独一唯一。
Nowadays, we ought to know why we call ourselves true and unique.
不是我们太主观。
And only not because we are overly subjective.
也不是我们很骄傲。
Not because we are proud.
而是我们每一个人都要这样去追求。
But rather, this is the direction of our pursuits.
而且能够去分别。
This is what we should pursue and discern.
也能够分辨。
And also distinguish.
那当这个教派很多的时候，
When denominations abound,
我们要尊重一般的基督徒，
We must respect ordinary Christians,
跟其他的教会，
And other churches.
我们不必去攻击，也不必去毁谤人家。
There is no need for us to attack or speak bad about them.
因为我们能够彼此做一种信仰的探讨，
because we can reference each other for our spiritual growth.
还有做一些比较，
we can compare to one another.
比如说有一次我们有安排谢顺道长老跟杨约翰长老还有几位长辈到一个大学去做这个圣经的真理研讨会。
For instance, once we arranged Elder Xie Sun Dao and Elder John Young and other senior workers of our church to go to a certain university for a forum.
是在台湾的东海大学。
This happened in the Donghai University in Taiwan.
那一年就是要介绍各个教会。
That year, the purpose was to introduce the many churches in Taiwan.
那其中就是安排谢顺道长老他介绍真耶稣教会。
It was so arranged that Elder Xie Sun Dao would introduce the True Jesus Church.
那谢长老为了要去参加这个研讨会的时候
，in preparation to attending this forum，
他特别介绍我们教会的圣灵。
Elder Xie Sun Dao made special mention of the Holy Spirit in our church.
所以他有写了这个圣灵论，那一本是。简单的纲要。
And so he wrote treatise on the Holy Spirit, which is a summary on our doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
花给当时的一些各 各地方来的人士。
This paper's publication was handed and delivered to the people attending the forum.
那时候的这个基督教对圣灵一般都很陌生。
At that time, the Holy Spirit was very foreign to other Christian denominations.
所以谢长老介绍这个圣灵论的时候
，So when Elder Xie introduced treatise on the Holy Spirit,
他们恍惚就开了眼界。
It seemed that their eyes suddenly opened.
那这个研讨会当中可以让人家发问的。
In this forum, questions were allowed.
有人就问了。
So some people said,
你们为什么叫真呢？
Why does the word truth exist in the church, in the name of the church?
很客观的回答。
Are you true? Are we false? So we had to respond in an objective manner.
我们不必去排斥说啊，你们都是假的。
We don't need to exclude, discriminate, saying you are all
fake and false. 问题是我们要求真。
But the problem is that we must pursue the truth.
因为神是真实的。
For God is faithful and true.
就像约翰福音三章三十三节。
Just like John chapter 3 verse 33 says.
说神是真的。
God is true.
那当然我们可以后面会谈到这个真教会的这个名称。
Of course, later on we'll talk about the name of our church in more
detail. 谢长老就很简短的扼要的来说明。
Elder Xie touched upon some main points and explained the matter.
那后来又有人问呢？
Some people then asked.
那洗礼为什么一定要去大水洗呢？
Why must baptism be conducted in open living water?
滴水池子也可以啊。
Or fountains or pools.
当然我们要用圣经的道理回答。
Of course, we need to reply from the point of view of the Bible.
所以当中有一个牧师就讲。
There was a pastor who then said.
他说这个洗受洗的洗是受浸。
His idea was that baptism includes immersion.
所以滴水里这个没有浸。
Therefore, sprinkling does not count as being immersed. 既然是浸，
要全身入水。
If immersion implies whole body under the water.
所以受洗是受浸。
Therefore, baptism implies immersion.
这样就更加明显。
And now it is even clearer.
所以道理要慢慢去比较。
Therefore, doctrines need to be compared
progressively. 然后客观去探讨。
And objectively analyze and assess.
那你就会发现说，真的是。真的是这样子。
This is how you realize, oh, this is how it works.
有一次这个有一些其他教会的神学生。
In a certain opportunity, there were theological students from another church.
在某一个神学院。
Who were in a certain theological school.
那他们就发现说，你祷告怎么会讲灵言呢？
The theological students looked upon and said,Why is it that you can speak in tongues when you pray?
说这是圣灵。
And the answer was, this is the Holy Spirit. But the theological students do not have the Holy Spirit.
没有
Ordinary Christians do not have the Holy Spirit. And they thirsted for the Holy Spirit.
他说，你们教会有没有介绍圣灵的书？
They decided and asked, do you have any publications in your church concerning the Holy Spirit?
后来就从台湾寄了一本。
Then from Taiwan, a copy was sent to them.
那一本不够啊。
But a copy wasn't
enough. 十几个神学生要看。
There were 10 students who wanted to look at this publication.
而且用轮的不知道轮到几年了。
They wanted to take turns. We don't know how many years that would take.
可能毕业的时候还轮不到。
Maybe they will graduate and still not be able to have a turn at it.
所以他们就拿去印了。印自己看。
So they went and photocopied for them to read on their
own. 因为他那个环境比较特别。
Because they were in a more special environment.
当中就有人看了圣灵论之后
，Among them some after reading the treatise on the Holy Spirit，
就非常渴慕
，were very desiring of the Holy Spirit，
一定要求到圣灵
，they had to have the Holy Spirit。
结果后来就来到我们真耶稣教会
，Eventually they came to our True Jesus Church，
再跟一些长辈谈道理
，and continued to study the truth with some senior workers。
结果谈了以后
，after analyzing and discussing the truth，
就说那。你自己要去体验。
The conclusion was that this is something you have experienced on your own.
但是大家在祷告的时候，他不祷告。
But when everyone was praying, they did not pray. They would sit in the back and look, but not come forward and ask for the Holy Spirit. Among them, there was one theological student.
因为他在查考道理嘛。
This student was studying the truth.
所以教会有安排他一个暂时住几天在教会。
The church had arranged for him to lodge in the church for a few days.
但是他觉得说这个祷告求圣灵大家这样祷告会被感染。
But the student thought that he might be, the disease might be spread to him if he prayed with other people.
自己祷告。
He wanted to pray on his own.
所以等到大家都休息了
，When everyone was taking a break,
他自己到会堂祷告。
This one student came to the chapel and prayed on his own.
但是他因为有心
，But because he had a true heart,
所以就在 会堂祷告的时候又得到圣灵。
As he was in the chapel, he did receive the Holy Spirit.
后来就归入我们教会。
He then came to be called under our church.
那他现在在厦门工作。
Nowadays he works in 厦门。
那时候有差不多有十个神学生。
At the time there were about 10 theological students.
来归入我们真教会。
Who came to our church.
那其中也有负责这个一些地区的工作。
And came to belong to a church, and some of them were assigned certain areas for them to be in charge of. Of course, they needed to understand our truth and our doctrine.
后来他们编了一本福音小册。
Later, they made an evangelical pamphlet.
他们的信仰历程。
In which they wrote about their experiences in the faith.
是如何归真。
How they came to the truth.
那时候他们就非常清楚。
And then it was clear to them.
这是得救的真教会。
This is the only church of salvation.
那以前他信的是教派。
What they believed in the past was the denomination.
所以有这个主张，有那个主张。
So there were thoughts in this vein along those lines.
那因为主张不同啊。
Because the thoughts would go all over the place.
所以我们信仰不能瞎子摸象。
And we cannot be like the blind men touching our way through the room.
你今天信仰是瞎子摸象。
If today we try to find our way blindfolded,
你不知道它的特性是什么。
We don't know what are the features of the terrain.
它的特色在哪里。
We don't know what is the defining characteristic of that which we are touching.
信仰如果瞎子摸象。
If we try to grasp things without
sight, 因为瞎子看不到嘛。
Sight, as blind people cannot see.
他摸到耳朵像扇子。
If they, for instance, touch,
摸到肚子像墙壁。
The elephant, it may seem like a wall.
摸到腿像柱子。
Like a fan, like a column, like a
pillar. 摸到尾巴像草绳。
Like a
rope. 那你摸到鼻子像水管。
Or like a hose.
每个人的感觉不一样啊。
Each feels a different thing according to what they're touching. The same thing applies to the Bible, which has the perfect and complete word of the truth.
既然是全备的，不是一部分。
The Bible has a complete word and not a partial.
所以今天有的教派，它主张就是这一部分。
Today, some denominations emphasize a certain aspect of the truth.
但是真教会它的道理是全备的。
But the true church has a complete and perfect word of gospel.
而且圣经约翰福音讲说。只等真理的圣灵来。
Additionally, the Gospel of John says, "Until the Spirit of Truth comes."
他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
The Spirit will lead you into all truth.
那这个明白一切的真理。
When it comes to understanding all truth,
他就是说要进入。
This means
进入一切的真理。
That the Spirit will aid us into entering into all truth.
所以真理是全备。
Therefore, the truth is perfect and complete.
它不是一部分的。
It is not partial.
所以我们今天有十大信条。
Today we have the 10 articles of faith.
把这个得救的道理。
Which take the word of salvation. And explain it in a clear, understandable manner.
这个也是非常宝贵。
This is something precious in itself.
所以后来那十几个神学生。
Later on, these 10 theological students.
他们就写了这个信仰历程。
Wrote their experiences in the faith.
那有一本这个小册。
And made it into a pamphlet.
它题目也定得不错。
And they also place a very fitting title to it.
那个小册的题目就是说，果然是真。
It was entitled, Indeed, It Was True.
它有体验啊。
This is because they experienced it themselves.
这个教会真的是真的。
Indeed, this church was true.
所以这个小册叫做果然是真。
Therefore, they entitled the pamphlet, Indeed, it was true.
应该网络上可以找得到。
I believe you might be able to find it on the internet.
从生命之光去找。
Look at it from...
应该可以找得到果然是真这个福音的小册。
From the light of life, this is a pamphlet that you can find.
所以我们要认识
Indeed, it was true.
这个真教会的特色在哪里。
We must know where are the defining characteristics in our church.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.